the bottom line is our erratic emotions are different than others. We go through erratic emotions, and they can tyrannize us, and they can destroy our lives and tear apart any foundation of any life we try and build. That's what we're up against. That's the choice you and I made by drinking and doing drugs the way we did. We played with fire, and we got burned. That's why we're here. It isn't like when you get burned one day that you didn't get burned anymore. You're not burned anymore. You're okay. Go play with some more fire. Once you get burned, you're burned. And that means you're scarred. And once you're scarred, that means that you must recognize that this is something nobody did to you. You did it to yourself. This is one disease and one drug. I guarantee you that I got to imagine 99.9% of every person in Alcoholics Anonymous or any kind of drug rehab program cannot say that someone made them that way. I don't even think it's possible. That someone tied you to a bed, put shit in your arm or shove booze down your throat and put pills in you. You made yourself this way. Can you accept it with neither despair or having to be ignorant about it either? It's, you know, can you and recognize, you know, this part about what we are. So we're victimized by erratic emotions. Can you just stay in the day and go, okay, I'm up all over. Okay, I've just been victimized by erratic emotions. They tell me that's going to happen.